Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part five in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
It's not something I think that we should be flippant with. Like, it takes a lot of effort to forgive somebody. Like, we become quick to forgive because we understand, the more we understand ourselves, because it's like this practice that works with them. It works both ways. If we get better at forgiving others, we will be able to become better at forgiving ourselves, because the more we forgive, if we're genuinely forgiving ourselves, we're learning more about who we are and how God made us in the good, how God made us in like where we have our weaknesses and challenges. We're able to see our weaknesses and challenges and mistakes in other people. And that makes it easier to forgive others. So if you're on either end, it's easy to forgive others, but you're hard on yourself, look, like, use that. God gave you that gift to understand how to forgive other people so you can be better at forgiving yourself. It's like, it can work both ways. And it takes time, but you're going to hit a wall if you're just like, I can forgive others, but I just can't forgive myself. Or I'm fine, but I just can't forgive this other person. It's usually not like a large group. It's usually like one or two people that we can all think of. I know that I have a handful of people that it's really hard for me to forgive them. And working through that, because it takes time. It's not just, well, I'll just forgive them one day. If I don't think about it, maybe I'll forgive them. So you have to work through it. And once you get to a point where you genuinely did, where you know in your heart of hearts that you have forgiven them, that's the next step. That's that progress that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's good. And I think the last point that comes to mind is that forgiveness is what we most need. The beautiful invitation is like 1 John 1:9, right? In the New Testament says, like, confess your sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from unrighteousness. It's an invitation to bring your junk to God, as it were. And that he will forgive you, but he won't only forgive you, he will cleanse you. There's a cleansing. And that's a really, I think, beautiful picture that what Jesus accomplished in his ministry and on the cross really did center around the ability for us to have what we most need, which is forgiveness for the wrongs that we've done. Because religious and irreligious alike, there's this, you know, there's a lot of people that come to the refuge, I think, that aren't religious, but they have they still struggle with bad views of self, self-hatred, self-diminishing. Because I believe we're made in God's image, like we're made for perfection. We're made by a perfect God, that we have a sense of justice within that just comes from how we're built, how we're made. It comes within just the fabrics of our DNA and our soul, that even if we say we don't believe, because we're made in God's world by God, we have a sense of, man, there's something that needs righted within me. And God made a way for that through Jesus. And when we confess our sin, he's faithful, he's just to make that right, to forgive us of our sin, to cleanse us from unrighteousness. And that's what we most need. We need God's forgiveness towards us. But what's interesting and what it then is pretty bold is, you and I were mentioning the other day, in the Lord's Prayer, right? In Matthew 6, right after the Lord's Prayer finishes, Jesus says, this is Matthew 6, verse 14, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." The rub is in verse 15, where he says, "But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses."
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an invitation to forgive as we've been forgiven. Jesus is reminding us, man, We've all missed the mark in some way. And God still, Jesus still forgives, and so the call is to forgive others. One interesting question I'm going to have for God is like, but if you do not forgive others, I wonder if it's like, well, what if you don't forgive yourself?
Yeah. Is it calling into question whether we think God can actually do what he said, promised, and actually not just promised, but he did? Because what's interesting is God says these things where in that Jesus is talking about like, hey, God will forgive you if you forgive others. But like Jesus was saying that knowing that he was going to pay the price and forgive us for the things we've done in our past, for the things I'm going to do in my future, like those are forgiven. It's that act of faith that it's real, that it's true. So it's not like, hey, God's only going to love you if you do these things. Like the thing is, he does. He loves you. And he's put the ball in our court to decide whether we want to receive it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm just reminded of the two greatest commands, even in that, like, as Jesus is talking about this in Matthew 6:14, you know, and verse 15, you know, forgive the measure at which you forgive, like you'll be forgiven. It reminds me of the two greatest commands, right? Where Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself. We are given forgiveness, and then we are invited to forgive as we've been forgiven. And it's an invitation to put our anger down, to put our resentment down. And in that being, and if that feels so hard, there's that constant reminder of, but God is saying to us, because I've put my anger down towards you. I've put my resentment down towards you. That is the way towards flourishing. That when you put your anger down towards others and towards yourself, and you put your resentment down towards others, towards yourself, that's the way to flourishing. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back soon with a new conversation. We'll see you then.